Welcome to Pokemon Monday. This is Carolyn, and I'm here with two very special people.
Myself, Michael Grimm.
And myself, Brett Elston.
Woo!
All of Games Radar.
So today is a very exciting issue of Pokemon Monday. I think we're going to have to talk really fast because there's a lot of stuff that broke over the weekend and even this morning. So should we get right down to it?
Let's go.
All right. So the big news is the video that was shown on this morning, or I guess Japan time, it would have been sometime during the night, of Ohasuta revealed 8 new Pokemon, confirmed
three. Not 8. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Confirmed 3-on-3 battles. What?
That is so many more than 2.
I know. It's crazy. So what do you guys think about the 3-on-3?
I kind of like it. I think it's a neat idea because, I mean, I don't know. I never really got into the 2-on-2, to be quite honest, but I do like the idea of having, like, a really specific team that's designed to work with other Pokemon because, as it stands, I kind of feel like, you know, with the exception of Baton Pass and stuff, it's usually just I try and have a lot of hard strikers, and, you know.
It seems like it might be kind of chaotic, too. Like, it seems like battles would go faster.
I was kind of fearing it would just make them longer because, I mean, there's some duel battles that just take forever because of, like, how strong you can make two Pokemon work together.
Mm,
and it is true, though, that by making a 3-tiered or 3-on-3, it does change basically the entire game.
Yeah.
Because even the most successful and hard-to-break 2-on-2 can now be completely negated with just by throwing a third Pokemon in there. Like, you can now all those previous matchups maybe don't work as well because now you can have some kind of counter type in your team that's the third Pokemon that kind of breaks up someone's previous. I mean, I don't know what a good duo was up to this point. I never really did much doubles, but like
Plusle and Minun.
Yeah.
Plusle and Minun.
Minun.
What do they do together?
I don't know. They haven't moved, don't they?
They're always together.
But
one's positive and one's negative.
Yeah, the gears have that same ability too. The plus and minus ability.
Oh right.
So yeah.
It just seems like that just by adding a third set of stats or type, even one type or like the idea of 6 dual type Pokemon all fighting is just really you have to like reconsider almost your entire strategy.
It's going to be a lot harder to cover your bases, I think. And also moves that hit the whole field are going to be way more powerful.
Yeah.
Like if you think about like Earthquake and Surf and stuff like that, it's really going to.
But on the other hand, in the not defense mode, it does kind of seem like, I don't know, 3-on-3. Like, it's a new Pokemon. We should probably do something.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's so late. It's like 4:45, and I just want to go home. How about 3-on-3 battles? All right.
No, that's a fair point. I mean,
it just, I don't know.
I guess it all depends on how much they integrate it, because, like, that's one thing that always sort of got me about 2-on-2 was there never seemed like there was any Pokemon that was built for it. Like, it was, you could make one that sort of fit it, but I like the idea of there being specific ones that are designed to be used in a group setting.
I wonder if that'll change the new, however many they add to this, if they will be, I don't think this will be the case, but I wonder if they'll do something like the new ones are all weaker because if they're meant to be used in 3-on-3
teams. It can't be that way because you'll be able to import your old Pokemon, so it doesn't make sense to make weaker Pokemon.
I know, but they're just maybe designed somehow in mind with there being 3.
Oh, yeah. Like, we already.
If it just is like 3-on-3 with no sort of, you know, change to the gameplay or change to the, you know, rest of it, it does seem a bit lazy.
Yes.
I don't know. I think there's still a lot to be seen. And
no, there is. It's just I also maintain, by after looking at this trailer, which we posted a story on the site for it as well, I maintain that they're going to announce that, even though this is not for the 3DS, I fully expect them to say at some point, this will support the 3D feature of the 3DS, because these things are coming out too close to each other. And I cannot imagine Nintendo will launch what looks like a heavily revamped Pokemon game that doesn't really look like any of the others.
Yeah.
With a lot of new features, 3-on-3 battles, a way to play it online, like all these new features, the same time they're launching a new machine, and it wouldn't have any crossover there at all. Like I just don't expect. Because all the things that they do in these, the videos, like the way that they show the Pokemon bouncing back and forth, or like the depth of field and a lot of this stuff, it just reeks of 3D mode or something like that. That only happens when you put it in a 3DS.
I don't know. Like the video definitely reeked of like ready for 3D.
Yeah.
However, if that is the case, there's definitely going to be two versions of, like, not, I'm not talking black versus white, but there's definitely going to be a regular DS version and a 3DS version, because they already released final box art that shows.
I don't think that box art matters, though, because they would have put they would have put that out to get up hype, but they would but at that point, they haven't even announced a 3DS yet at all. So they couldn't show, I mean, it's Nintendo, they'll change anything.
Yeah, but I mean, it had the DSi logo on it, which, and also it's releasing on September 18th. Do you think the 3DS is actually going to come out on the 18th?
I don't think it'll come out by then. I bet it'll be this fall for Japan.
How is that possible?
Because they've obviously been working on both of these concurrently. I just wouldn't be, I'm not saying it's definitely going to happen. I'm saying I would not be surprised at all if they said, oh, and it, we built this into the game, that if you put it into the 3DS, it recognizes that, and we'll do 3D mode or something. But that's what I think.
Yeah, maybe. I you definitely can't deny the 3D-esque qualities that are present in that video. Like, even showing that present, which I assume that's how you get your starter, it has the ribbon, like, going out towards
the ribbon's
outward. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, there may be some truth in that, but I definitely think there's going to be a regular version that just has some extra DSi functionality.
I'm wondering if that 3D, how Pokemon's going to keep up with the wonderful Invisimals series. Just kidding, Invisimals is terrible.
But yeah, and what do you guys think about the new Pokemon they showed? 8 new Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty stoked about Deathcoffin. Let's get him out of the way.
I know, that's my new favorite.
Is that his
well,
name is Deathcoffin?
Yeah. Deathcoffin.
Yeah.
How is that a monster? That's
he looks like
pocket
a sarcophagus.
Furniture.
Yeah.
Sarcophamon.
Brutal end table.
So, but yeah, some really cool new, some of them I don't know what's going on. But
and I don't know the names of, like, the what's fighting Brutal Coffin or whatever his name was, Deathcoffin. There's it looks like a pointed mole thing with blade arms and a blade
head.
Yeah,
that one is Doryuzu, and he's a mole, some kind of mole Pokemon.
Okay, that's what I gathered.
And then also in that bottom screen that I printed out, and we'll post all these on the Pokemon Monday page, so please check out the Pokemon Monday page.
Please look and comment and let us know that you're enjoying it.
Yeah. they also show his, people are calling it a pre-evolution online, but I think it might just be a first stage. That little dude on the bottom next to the fire gorilla dude. That's the first stage or pre-evolution or whatever of that other mole. It's like a mole Pokemon.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's definitely the small version of him. Because you can tell the arms and the head. But what, because that mole guy looks really fierce, and then the yellow and gray, like, thing with the blade head that
Yeah, I have no idea what that is. Ononoku suit?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
And then the one that's on Death Coffin's side, now on the same side, it looks like an electric bug to me.
It is. Dentura is an electric tarantula.
Oh, nice.
So
it'll be electric bug or electric poison, I guess, could be. Well, tarantulas ain't poisonous.
Folks.
Yeah, I'm guessing it'll be electric and bug, but.
And then the other three that they showed were.
Yeah, those are kind of weird. No names for those.
Hmm. One of them is looks like the X-Men hero, heroine. Armor.
Which one?
The little dude with the green armor aura around him. Like, you'll see her a lot in the Joss Whedon run of Astonishing X-Men. Was very good, everybody. it's this little girl who could make just a protective armor around her. And that's what this little guy, it's clearly like this little, you know, almost Death Jr. looking guy inside of there. But he has this energy field around him that looks like it does all the fighting.
Yeah, that one looks pretty cool, but it's kind of, you can't really get a clear shot. The video doesn't really, I mean, it's kind of,
yeah.
It looks almost like a duck or something. With like a seam going through his head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely seems like they're heading in a way more sort of abstract shape kind of design, which I enjoy. Like, you know, I love Wobbuffet so much, and, you know, he doesn't really look or is anything.
That's very true.
It is kind of sad, though. Like, I always had a very strong Affinity for the first 151, and then when Gold and Silver first came out, I was kind of like, what are these stupid, like, what are all these things? Like, that isn't even an animal. That's a thing that just looks like something. It's just pointy or whatever. And now we've got to the point now where even, like, yeah, you've kind of covered all your animal bases, so, like, you can't do another cool dragon, man. It's like, it's a mole with three blades on his head and blades for hands, and he shoots fire. Like, I'm not against it at all. I just it's kind of sad they've covered all the mythological bases.
They can only they've covered them all.
There's like five. There's almost 600 of these things.
I know they doubled up on a lot of stuff too, though.
That's true.
There's still a lot.
Quadrupled up.
Yeah.
We get another lame bird Pokemon.
But no, like I think the coffin looks really cool.
That coffin is interesting.
That middle guy, the middle of the three unnamed Pokemon, looks like Nosepass and Heatran.
Combined, yeah.
Had an unholy union and produced this, like, Viva Pinata reference, a pigsy surprise. Like, it does not look like that was meant to be.
Yeah, it looks like a rock that doesn't wish it was knew it was alive.
Yeah.
The one on the right kind of looks like something from Ario Monsters. It's just triangles and a big pigtail head.
Somebody said it looked like a woman with eight nipples.
Yeah, it definitely has like kind of a goth Lolita vibe going on with a, like, it looks like kind of like a petticoat dress with bows or something.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, could be bows instead of nipples.
That's
like a possum.
I'm gonna have to update my gothic Lolita fan site. With
yeah. So, and then the other thing that people were kind of making a big deal of, it seemed like, online, which I don't think is a huge deal, is that the shot of the battle menu, the bag being gone and replaced with the shooter option.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just because it's a multiplayer screenshot, so obviously there's not going to be a bag. You can never use your bag in multiplayer mode.
So what does shooter mean?
I think Mike pointed out, one of our commenters mentioned that it's the new versus recorder, so it's just how you record your battles.
Then what about this bit in the trailer that shows the girl walk across a bridge and halfway through the bridge turns into a boy?
I was going to mention one more thing about the battle.
Oh,
One other small thing that I noticed is that weather icon that we saw in the previous screenshots of the single player mode is gone in the multiplayer mode. So it looks like maybe you can't use those new weather conditions that we heard rumored aren't going to be available in multiplayer. I don't know. Maybe it's just 3-on-3. I don't know.
Maybe an option you can turn on or off or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. There's probably an on and off weather option since there's so many different weather. But yeah, and then that was another thing that it showed in that new video was all the online stuff and the, like you mentioned, Brett, the player going across that bridge, which we can also see, which we're going to get to in a little bit, that map of the we have a really detailed map of the Ishii region. There's something going on with that bridge that's really important. Have you guys noticed in like every trailer that was released features that bridge really prominently?
Yeah, I wonder if it's some kind of crossover. Well, I mean, you can see right here, it splits this world in the middle, and one side is like blue and colorful, and the other side is kind of gray and plain. And
I'm guessing that is the split between playing on your DS and then playing on like the Flash online version or something.
I think it's some kind of plot point. Because they said Black and White had some kind of connect. Was that confirmed, a thing like the Black and White? It's not just minor differences of Pokemon. There's like things different about them.
That's what they said. Yeah.
Well, like this bridge, it's labeled, like in the video, it says White Hylink at the top of the screen.
Right. See, that makes me think it's.
There's probably a black version of that bridge. I think that's the white version of that bridge.
Right. I almost wonder if like maybe you start the game Black and White. You start both games on opposite sides, and then there's a point on both games where you cross
a
bridge at the same point in the story, but you cross from white to black or black to white.
Yeah, that's
maybe
a good point. Yeah,
and then once you're on the other side, it's like that movie Pleasantville where you have to return color to the land.
But it could also be, I mean, White Hylink does kind of suggest maybe it is some kind of internet connectivity.
Yeah.
Just because it has the word Hylink.
And the other thing that showed is like the trainer avatar changed when he walked across. Yeah. So I'm thinking that this is why I thought that it was him going from DS to online, is because if there's a function where you can change the look of your avatar in the online version, there must be some kind of like multiplayer functionality that's only available on the online where you have to change your avatar. Or maybe it just selects a random one like it does when you go into the union room.
Right. That could be it.
Well, it kind of looks like he's wearing black and white once he's stepped over, right? So kind of maybe a little tuxedo thing or something.
Yeah,
formal attire only in the White Island.
Yeah.
I missed the news about how does this work again when you can play the whole game online?
It's not the only thing that's confirmed is that you can upload your save data online and play the game on, like, I'm assuming it's, like, a Flash-based, like, game that's on the Pokemon official website.
Uh-huh.
And then you can transfer the save. You can play online and then transfer your save back to your DS.
Wow.
But it's unclear whether it's just a replica of the DS version or, you know, if it's going to be, like, a truncated version of the game, or
right.
there's only going to be like whether you can only play multiplayer online, or whether
right.
you can play
or
the
like
story
it only
mode
loads
online.
The area you're in, not the whole game.
Right. So it's or whether it's the same and more. Like we don't know yet exactly
yeah.
what.
It also seems. I mean, Nintendo's notorious for its, you know, piracy and copyright protection and all that shit. But everyone can live with one. I guess that idea could be like, you could upload your game and then it would have to be something like the DS would not allow you to continue playing until your game was put back on, because otherwise
right.
you could just take the game to somebody's house. Here's my save at the very beginning of the game, and now you can just play the
yeah.
whole game online for free.
Like, I'm sure there's going to be like, because I mean, you know how like anytime you link up whenever you go online or whenever you connect to Ranch or whatever, it treats your DS and your cartridge as one
yeah,
bundle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely going to be like that.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be like some sort of Farmville type game.
Oh my gosh.
You can get items.
Go there. Yeah, it's true. There could be. I mean,
made by Plebeiansoft.
For some reason, we're assuming that it's going to be like a lesser version of the game, but for all we know, it could be
right.
everything.
That seems so crazy yeah. to me that they would do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Count me out of that one, guys. I don't think that's going to be true. I think
if it's true, I'll definitely. It kind of like means I'll play it more often.
What's true that you can play it online?
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely confirmed.
I mean,
like,
if it's like the same game and I can like just upload while I'm at work and have
yeah.
a tab open all day, that's my black and white save.
Yeah. I have a feeling the online portion is going to be really focused on multiplayer aspects and less on like that you can just play story mode.
I just wonder if it's going to be the whole game could be played co-op or something.
That would be really cool.
Because they Dragon Quest IX, the whole bit was four-player co-op to the entire game, and it sold. It's the best-selling Dragon Quest game of all time, and they're selling like crazy, and they're selling DS units, they're selling copies of the game, and I wonder if Nintendo maybe took that to heart and were like, let's maybe make a two-player co-op version
yeah.
of the entire game.
Is it like ad hoc co-op? Or is it
it's ad hoc.
Yeah, so. I don't know.
Actually, I wrote a preview that said this, and now I don't remember off the top of my head. I have no machine in front of me. It might not be.
I think it's just ad hoc.
It makes sense to be ad hoc because that's typically what Nintendo does. But mm-hmm. then somebody, I remember them saying European versions could talk to one version and not another. But maybe that's just mm-hmm. if you're in the room with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to assume it's ad hoc because it's Nintendo.
It's possible, too, that, I mean, we keep hearing stuff that black and white are, like, so different this time that maybe going online you can access some from
oh, yeah.
other version that you don't have.
Yeah. So what about this map?
Oh my goodness, this map. Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention about the video too. It also confirms, I don't know, I just had it in my head like when we first heard the rumor of 3v3 battles that maybe your Pokemon party would be bigger. But it definitely confirms in the images that your party is still 6 max Pokemon. You can see the little
oh yeah.
ball icons at the top. So yeah. Okay, so moving on, another juicy detail that was released over the weekend in the Japanese magazine Nintendo Dream. They published a huge, very detailed map of the Ishu region, which will also be on the Pokemon Monday page on GamesRadar.com. So yeah, where to start? This thing is huge, and there's a lot of like really cool details. The thing that first caught my eye, if you guys look at the left, like the middle far left of the map,
mm-hmm.
is there's like what looks like an airport with like a runway.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can like
oh,
fly
yeah.
a plane or something.
Some kind of runway.
You can only use fly now. It's limited to the runway. There's too much air traffic from everyone on their Pidgeys.
Yeah, it's all Pidgeys and Crobats taken
but
off.
Not Scyther.
The other thing, too, that's really unusual about this map is it's definitely part of a larger continent. It's not like, I guess all how many other maps have been like that?
Pokemon world maps?
Yeah.
I actually don't know. I don't know my world map.
It just seems like it might connect to, like, other areas because it's, like, it just kind of ends abrupt, like, you know.
Mm. Well, it's got those mysterious clouds, which especially Japanese games tend to indicate there's nothing past here.
That's true. That's
wink.
True.
Wink. I mean, doesn't it relate somehow back to Kanto and Johto?
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think Serebii has a
full
world
map
that shows how all the regions interconnect. So I'm kind of wondering how this one connects.
Like at the bottom here, the city planning design, where it's like, here's an enormous, like, metropolis town, and then here's a desert wasteland, and then there's the amusement park.
Here's the amusement park.
Yeah. Oh, in that amusement park, there is a little clip of it, I think, in the trailer or in the video that we were just talking about. Like, it showed, like, a roller coaster or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you can definitely go to the amusement
and
park.
And even that roller coaster was, like, so 3D.
Yeah,
it's, like, popping up out
yeah.
of it.
It's very true.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
And then the other thing is, I think that your hometown, I think I can spot the house where you start in, which
yes.
is in the bottom right,
oh,
that little
yeah.
one with the blue. I mean, mm-hmm. that has to be your...
Yeah,
yeah, that seems to follow yeah. the progression of the game, because you would start in the woods and then a small town north of that, and then the big city all the way to the left.
About gym number 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see... Do you see any obvious gyms on this map?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, they're more hidden.
Imagine. Do you think there'll be one in the amusement park?
Could be.
Yeah, maybe.
The clown trainer?
Fun type Pokemon?
All Mr. Mimes?
Man, there's so much stuff going on here. And then the other thing that I thought was really cool is there's a town that kind of going along with the black and white contrast, yin and yang, there's a town that looks like it's half like gray and half like light blue in
oh,
the kind of
yeah.
upper
mm.
middle.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because that, now that I think about it, that still you took of the Highland Bridge or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it's half blue and half gray.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that town.
That might just be the quality of the YouTube video I grabbed that still from. But and yeah, and I think we can see that bridge, the one that's labeled 12.
Yeah, I think that's
yeah.
the bridge in question, but maybe that half blue, half gray thing is some kind of recurring.
I'm wondering, mm-hmm. is that an enormous tornado in the very middle?
Yeah, so that's really weird.
That's
that
where you'll fight
the
legendaries
middle.
On the mm-hmm. box, probably.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. But it looks like it's a man-made island because, like, if you look at the front of the island, it, like, has chunks taken out of it, very, like, pixelated-like.
Mm.
And, yeah, that tornado thing looks weird.
There's something in the upper left-hand corner of this map that I don't know what that is. It looks like a...
Oh, that thing that looks kind of like a bouquet or something?
It looks like nothing to me. It looks like...
it's a robot parachuting.
Yeah, it's like a robot parachute statue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is like where you'd fight the alien Pokemon.
Perhaps it might be a radio tower that Team Rocket might be interested in appropriating.
I don't think yeah, they're around anymore.
I mean, Team Galactic.
Team Galactic. Yeah, is there a new villain? Has
oh,
that
yeah.
Said?
It's I think there was a rumor what their name was, but I forgot.
Team University.
That was another thing that
NBC.
That video showed, is it showed a couple new characters. It showed what looked like maybe a gym leader.
The girl?
Yeah, and
yeah.
then also I think it showed what is probably going to be the rival, that like light blue haired dude.
Mm.
It seems like that light blue color kind of is coming up a lot.
Hmm.
But yeah, I think because he has one line of dialogue in the...
Let's
in that
fight.
Video that he says no, like I'm gonna surpass the Pokemon champ, the league champion. He's
yeah,
like, I'm gonna.
That sounds like it.
God,
sounds
I hate
like
Pokemon.
Rival.
Fight me.
Yeah.
My Pokemon are stupid as well.
But I'm stronger.
I have no redeeming quality at all.
Pretty much.
Horrible character.
I'm gonna go kick my Pidgey after this. Don't do that, kids. Your Pidgey loves you.
It's true.
Unless he's learning a move that. Necessitates him hating it.
But yeah, this map is so many little juicy tidbits in it. Everyone should.
I can already see the annoying portions where I will have to be forging through a cave in order to
yeah,
get to that.
Yeah, that one mountain on the left, you can see the entrance and the exit. It
yeah.
looks crazy.
I like how the only thing it looks like it leads you to is that airfield. It's
yeah.
like, why would I need this?
Well, you can see like on the, like if you look, see where the river comes out of that big mountain,
mm-hmm.
there's what looks like an entrance on the right. And then just to the left of it, on the just to the left of the river, there's like an entrance that looks like it's cobwebbed kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
Shelob?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where you're going to be able to see where the exit is, and you have to travel, like, so far.
Maybe you can surf up that waterfall later.
Yeah,
I predict that we'll be fighting many a
Zubat
and a Geodude.
Geodude.
Oh, gosh. That'd be kind of disappointing if the caves were still
full
of
Geodudes. Is really annoying to me, is that in the caves, in literally every version, you fight the same two jerks. I'm like, come on. I know there's other rock and annoying fodder Pokemon you can put in here.
That's true, yeah. Oh, maybe it'll be full of that dude that looks like the nose pass.
Oh, yes, his original form.
It's just full of nose pass.
But yeah, and then there's one other detail that was revealed.
It evolves into Schnoz pass.
Mustache
kid. He already got an evolution nobody thought.
Probo pass.
Nobody thought that he was going to get Probo pass. What?
I do like Schnoz pass, though.
Yeah, that's the third
It'll
form.
Be a branching evolution.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, that would be... That would just be...
Gotta use a nose stone on him.
But yeah, there was one other detail that Nintendo Dream revealed, which is the details on the Zorua and Zoroark's illusion ability.
Right.
So we're all wondering, like, what determined what Pokemon he would, like, transform into, or whatever. So what it is Zorua or Zoroark will take on the appearance of whatever is the second Pokemon in your party. So you can kind of just, you know.
What if he's the second Pokemon in the party?
I was thinking about that.
It just creates a hall of mirrors.
The game crashes.
Yeah, the game crashes. I'm sure.
But he loses it, what, after he does the first attack or is hit?
I think we're still not sure. My personal hypothesis is that it's whenever he gets hit with a super effective attack. But it could also be when his HP gets below a certain level. I think those are kind of the two options that it might be both, who knows. And then the one exception to that is that there was some details on this flyer that people received with the info for downloading. This is in Japan. The Legendary Beast giveaway. So apparently whichever Legendary Beast you get and upload to your Black and White, or, you know, transfer to your Black and White, will determine what form the Zoroark takes on when you encounter him in, like, this special... Because, like, you can only, apparently, at least in the Japanese version, you can only obtain a Zoroark through that special event where you battle him. And so...
You can still get Zorua through the normal game, right?
No. It's all through... you can only get it through... only obtainable by event. Apparently.
Zoroark is?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Have you been paying attention this last couple weeks?
No, it was E3. I thought he was just one of the new Pokemon. But he's not a legendary, even though he's an event only?
No, he's not a legendary.
This is crap.
Will this be a web-based acquisition, though?
Well, the Legendary Beast, I think you get him through the movie. I mean, this is all Japan. It's probably
right, they'll change all that for the U.S.
Yeah, but yeah, so...
Go to GameStop. That's where you'll get yours.
Yeah.
Where?
GameStop.
And it might be a Wi-Fi event like they've been doing for the PokeWalker routes.
That's true.
But yeah, I mean, this is just a minor detail, but it says that if it'll transform into Raikou if you trade over Entei, to Suicune if you trade over Raikou, and to Entei if you trade over Suicune.
It seems really funny to me that there's so much focus just on this one guy who's not a legendary. I guess he is a legendary, but I mean, he's just like... I don't know, he just seems like it's a fox Pokemon, and he has this one really weird move that's, like, really crazy.
He's very Lucario to me.
Yes, yeah,
it seems like a cool Pokemon, but it's like, if I can only get him through an event, like...
Well, you can breed him, so, because he's not a legendary, so, you just need to... I mean, I'm going to have that day one when I import Black or White, so... I mean, that's going to be all over the GTS anyway. That was the other big news, Japanese release date September 18th. I think we mentioned that earlier, but it just kind of hit me when I was marking it on my calendar feverishly this morning. Now that's less than 3 months away.
Yeah.
So. Will you be acquiring the Japanese?
Oh, one? Yes.
Yeah, we'll be doing plenty of Black and White coverage.
Yeah.
It don't matter which.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so that's less than 3 months away. I was, like, getting tingly just thinking about less than 3 months. I need my sparkly countdown graphic on my Facebook page or something.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
I have to So the U.S. date they haven't said either?
I think it's supposed to be like March or something.
That's the other reason that I'm so convinced that it's going to have some kind of 3D thing. Because even Reggie confirmed that the, well, I guess confirm, maybe not the right word, but said the 3DS would be out worldwide by the end of March 2011. And if the 3DS is out, I cannot imagine them putting a brand new, huge Pokemon game on a system that's going to supplant the one that they're launching a Pokemon game on. Like, especially if it's out in the U.S., if Black and White is out after the 3DS in the U.S., like, I cannot imagine they would do that.
If they do, which is still a big if, it's going to be optional. It's definitely going to be optional. They're not going to require people to buy
it. No. It'll be like it's a regular game, but if you put it in the DSi or the DS 3DS, it will go, oh, this is the 3DS version. Mm-hmm. If you want to push this little slider up and see it in 3D, go for it. Because they did that. Yeah. I mean, there were games back in the day that supported one, you know, it was a Game Boy Color game, but it was black and white in the black and white one, or it was color in the color one. So
yeah, that totally makes sense now that I think about it, because there was a rumor a long time ago. Remember when that like PDF released of like the internal Nintendo documents that showed like the trademark or something for the 3DS? Remember?
Yeah.
And like with that, there was a big rumor that Pokemon Company got delivered some kind of like kits or whatever for 3DS.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they would anyway.
But then there was no Pokemon game announced with 3DS. I was assuming there was going to be some kind of like Troze remake.
Right, some kind of token Pikachu Race Master.
Exactly. So it makes Pikachu's sense 3D Race Master. That they were delivered
look for kids.
That test kit so that they could make sure that Black and White had additional 3DS.
I will be
optional.
Astonished if it is not not 3D.
There will be DSi XL exclusive features, though.
Yeah.
No, there won't.
Oh, there's DSi exclusive features. We know that.
I meant DSi XL.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But I mean, as far as I know, the 3DS had all the same features of the DSi, so I don't see why they...
Right. Yeah.
I fully expect that to happen. I think they're missing out on a huge thing. Like, because, I don't know. If I was already on the fence because I just bought Gold and Silver a year before and put 200 hours into it, and I was like, well, yeah, I definitely want to get Black and White, but, you know, I also don't know if I want to get a 3DS because they're both out at the same time. But the double header of those things happening, it's like it's a new DS with a new Pokemon game that is a major revamp of the series, at least visually, even if the gameplay turns out to be the exact same game again. Just that added wrinkle of all the animations that they have and the 3D effects. Like, I think you could sell a lot of 3DSs just off the back of Pokemon Black and White.
Yeah, definitely.
Somebody hire me.
I think you've convinced me that there's going to be some kind of very rudimentary optional 3D.
I need to write an article about this.
3D functionality that's going to have no bearing on the gameplay whatsoever. Just very rudimentary.
Yeah, it'll be
3D.
It'll just add layers to things.
And it's not going to be updated graphics at all.
No. It will look and play identical. I just think they'll add depth.
But how's that going to work with it coming out so soon in Japan? And then, you know, because it seems like that release date is lined up for U.S. for 3D. But, like, what about
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not a bulletproof plan. I'd be really surprised if they didn't follow through.
Those guys in Japan will buy anything.
Or for all I know, it may be the third version that they put out is the 3D one.
Black,
white, and gray.
That's a very real possibility that the third, like, gray or whatever.
Pokemonochrome?
The token chuckle someone may have had.
Now that makes sense, that the third version is gonna have some 3D functionality.
Yeah.
That would definitely erode my confidence, though, in the wholesomeness of the Pokemon Company, if they were to do such a thing like that. I mean, I'm sure it'll happen, but if they really do wait for that third version, it's going to be like, come on.
Yeah.
Because I can't wait to buy the third one. I'm going to buy Black and White, and then I'm going to feel
an
idiot.
You should buy both.
I can never buy both.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you're talking to someone who has Black, who has Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum. I bought all three.
You didn't buy Platinum. Let's be real here.
Well, I got it.
Yeah, came in a box from Nintendo.
But either way, I still played it. I still played all three.
Yeah. All right. So are we done?
Yeah. Are we done? I guess we got to wrap it up. All
oh, really
right.
quick. I mean, the Pokemon National Tournament, the winner from...
Oh, yeah. Shout outs.
Wesley Morioka from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And the runner-up was Lynn Deuel from Dallas.
Yep.
Dallas, Junior Texas. Division champion was Wade Stanley from San Diego, which I believe is Whale's Vagina.
Classic reference.
San Diego. I'm sorry. And then runner-up, Carlos Flores from El Paso, Texas.
Yay. So
congratulations.
That's exciting. So we'll see them at the international world championships.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be in Hawaii.
Mm.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. And yeah. I think a couple months. I'm not sure. Maybe it's coming up faster than that. Sooner than that.
Well.
But yeah, it's going to be in Hawaii. So good luck to USA. USA. Yeah.
Yes. Having failed in the World Cup, it's up to you guys to redeem our glory.
Yeah.
That's so. What fleeting interest I had in the World Cup was, like, lost yesterday. Or lost Saturday. Because we were waiting on the bus to go see Toy Story 3. And then, heard four different bars, like, echoing down the street.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, oh, man, this is actually pretty cool. Maybe if we win this one, I'll start paying more attention. Because it's getting pretty high up in the stat. Oh, they lost. Well, four more years. I'll try again. Pokemon. All
right, Pokemon. All right, so I guess Pokemon Monday is signing off for the week.
Yes.
All right, see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.